It's all there. Paul adds in Colossians 2, in him you have been made complete. How is it then that we have such difficulty in handling the issues of life that God brings our way? What could we conclude? Realizing that we're all in a spectrum of growth, that maybe what God is pointing out to us in the test that we encounter each day, and he does, by the way, points out areas in our life that need work. But it's an unprofitable thing for us if we don't pay attention. What is God telling me about myself? Or, the other side of the coin is God affirming to me that I'm handling things okay? You see, the tests and trials of life are two-sided. They're designed by God primarily to prove our faith. That's what he said in James 1. For when he has been proven, so they're designed to prove our faith, but those same trials are also designed to point out areas in our lives that need work, and that's what Hebrews 12 is all about when we get there. Those whom the Lord loves, he points out areas in their lives that need work. He reproves. That's what that word means. So God's faithful to train us, but he expects us to pay attention to ourselves as we're living life to handle it biblically. The problem is that Bible for so many people is just an activity you do at church without any thought of pondering through and thinking, how should I handle this circumstance? How should I handle this biblically? We get our eyes off of what's coming at the end of the tunnel, which isn't far down the road. And we can't explain our way out of a wet paper sack, spiritually speaking, biblically. Why? Because we've been deceiving ourselves into thinking that if I just sit and learn and that's all there is to it. It's more than that. It's experiential knowledge. It's sit, learn, apply. People say, well, it's the Holy Spirit's job to apply it. Really? Then why are all the appeals made to me? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So it's more than filling notebooks full of notes. It's living it out. That's what makes change. See? Marvelous promise. Never give us more than we can handle. But I've heard lots of people confess the contrary. I can't handle any more. Well, that's simple. God lied. God lied. Okay. Well, that takes us back to the end of Hebrews chapter 2. And we are introduced at this point to the high priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is perfected through the things that he suffered. Therefore, based on what we've studied in this last chapter, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the high priest of our confession, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, moving into his argument, he's going to shift from Christ's superiority to angels, which was what he dealt with first, to now he's going to talk about that the Lord Jesus Christ is superior to the lawgiver, Moses. So we'll pause here and we'll pick up at this point next time. Okay? Let's pray. Father, we're grateful for, again, your love for us and for all the provisions of your grace that you've made for us, that we are fitted out in the Lord Jesus Christ to handle everything that comes our way in life. Indeed, you expect us to be able to do that. So So help us to live successfully so that we can grow and be matured, that we can bring honor and glory to you. Help us to pay attention to ourselves as we go through life. Not blaming other people for who we are, but taking responsibility for who we are. Either we've been living faithfully, we've been growing faithfully, or we have not. So, Father, thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good week.